Just one halakha in the laws of Kohanim, Maran in Siman Kuf Chaf Het. Halakha Chaf discusses an interesting case that can arise from time to time, where there are no Kohanim in the Beit Knesset besides the Hazan that happens to be a Kohen. So Maran writes in Siman Chaf, in Saif Chaf, exactly how that situation is supposed to pan out. Im shaliach sibur kohen, im yesham kohanim achirim lo yisat kapav. Okay, it's obvious. If there's other kohanim, then the law says that the hazan or the kohen does not involve himself by going up to the dukhan. As a matter of fact, they have to be very careful that nobody should go to him and say bechavod, because if they tell him bechavod, then he runs into a problem of being invited to go up to the kohanim. That's what the Rama writes: velo yomru lo la'alot o litol yadav. Va'afilu en sham kohen elahu, and he's the only kohen, lo yisat kapav, ela im ken muftach lo shi'azul letfilato belo tiruf da'at. Which means, and if he's the only kohen, there is an option for him to make the kohanim, like we'll see now, so long as he's sure of himself that after he finishes making kohanim, he'll be able to return and resume back to the Amidah, to the Berachav Sim Shalom, without getting confused. Now, the custom would be then, if he is able to do such a thing, so he says, Kevan she'en sham kohen elahu yisad kapav, kedesh shelo tetpatel nesiut kapayim, v'chesad yaseh. So what is he supposed to do? Ya'akor raglav me'at ba'avodah. So the law of akirat raglayim, like we learned yesterday, applies to the hazan as well. So when it comes to the tzeh, even though he's praying the amidah, he has to move his legs a little, take two steps forward towards the dukhan, just in order that he can prepare himself for the kohanim. V'yomru v'yomar ad ulchan e'leodot. And then he prays, continue. He prays the retzeh until atov shulchan ulchan e'leodot. V'ya'aleh le'dukhan v'yibarech berkat kohanim. And Maran holds that the kohen hazan should walk up to the dukhan itself to make the kohanim. The halakha does stipulate if he's going to get confused by walking up all the way to the dukhan and going back, and you're worried he might start talking, he might get nervous, he can say the kohanim from the dukhan, from the teba itself. But in that case, over there, everybody has to be careful that they shouldn't be in front of him. So therefore, they must at least go to the sides or to the back, like the halakha says. V'yikra lo acher. And of course, somebody else is makri to him, the kohanim. Of course, we don't say kohanim in that case, because there's only one kohen. So our custom is they say emor, and then he would just begin the beracha. Omisayim hazan sim shalom. And of course, the hazan goes back to sim shalom. Now, Maran has an interesting halakha. He holds that really, if you know this is going to happen from the beginning, and the kohen was the hazan, really the makre, the one that's going to read the kohanim to the hazan, he should have kavana when they're saying the hazara to every word the hazan is saying, and really the makre should finish sim shalom. Yeah. But we don't do that. The halakha says as long as the kohen is not going to get flustered, he could finish the sim shalom. Today, most kohanim are not going to get nervous and mebulbal, because we have a siddur. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So you can assume today you guys are going to get nervous. But if he's the type of guy like that, if you tell him start walking, start moving, start doing all these things, then of course tell him better not to do it. Now in that case over there, the halakha writes, and Chaim David brings it down into the in the halakha. Over he says like this: Keshashaliach sibur kohen. He's nervous. He doesn't trust himself. So now you have to. There's no kohanim now. So you have to say like the insert in the Amidah of Barechinu Barecham Shulet. He can't say it because he's a kohen. So you have to bring Yisrael to the side to read that. V'harkach emshicha shliach sibur sim shalom. That he brings down from the Mishnah Berura and the Biur Halacha. Last but not least, really it would be proper that a kohen does not be the hazan. Because really, according to the Gemara, there's a mitzvot aseh. According to Rambam, there's like three mitzvot aseh to make the birkat kohanim. Being hazan is a nice thing, but it's not a mitzvah deoraita. So therefore, it should not be that a kohen should be the permanent hazan, so he's going to miss the kohanim every day. In the case of Shabbat, where it could be, let's say, hazan for shacharit, and then make kohanim in musaf, that would be, let's say, okay. But on a regular weekday, where he's going to permanently miss kohanim, it's better to always invite somebody else.